I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're continuing our inside look at Pakistan's blasphemy law through the case of Ahmed, a highly influential co-laborer for the gospel. FMI's Bruce Ellen shares.
Since the prosecution knows that so much of their case is fabricated, that over the weekend, the prosecuting attorney went to the defense attorney's office to hold a meeting, and he literally threatened the defense lawyer's life. Said, if you do not withdraw from supporting Ahmed and defending him against these charges, we will kill you.
And because of disruptions in the court, Ahmed's third hearing in the trial has been postponed. Would you pray for him, his lawyer, his family, and ultimately for acquittal? And pray that believers would be bold in their faith no matter what happens with the blasphemy law. And as believers around the world celebrate the birth of Jesus, Voice of the Martyrs Canada will host their Christmas Blessing Project. Now, Christmas Blessing packages are sent to Christian kids and families who are suffering persecution. In the past, VOM Canada has sent these packages to Syria and Jordan. This year, VOM Canada's Levi McGregor says they'll be sending Christmas blessings to Egypt.
The reason that we are picking Egypt this year is due to the fact that there's been a lot of attacks in Egypt this year in particular. A lot of churches have been attacked, a lot of bombings, a lot of fires set, a lot of damage to churches. So the Christian community there really needs some encouragement.
Christmas blessing gifts include food and items for children like school supplies and a picture Bible. We'll connect you to VOM Canada's Christmas blessing as you find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Pandite. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.